ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Before we start Perek Chelek, we just want to give a little bit of hakdama on basic musagim, which are, you say this is the musagim in Yiddishkeit. Help us to understand and work through the Perek. The Ramban wrote a sefer called Shar HaGmul, which is the inyanim of what's in the Be'ez Hashem, the next world, the different inyanim. And the Ramban writes over there that there are three chalakim to what's called the world after Olam Hazeh. There's one after a person is nifter, is Gan Eden, Gehenim, which is Mufurish in the Gemara. The Ramban brings in Midrashi Chazal. Then there's Yemois HaMashiach. Reza Hashem will have Kamasugyas in our parak about Yemois HaMashiach. And then there's a musig of Olam Haba, which is Acher Yemois HaMashiach. And the three different musagim of schar, of Einish parts of it, Baker, it's made for schar and for Shaim, there are in Zaycha, as there are Einshim along involved in the way also. As Kodem Kol, the Ramban handles, when we're talking about our Mishnah, what are we talking about? Olam Haba. As the sheet of the Ramban and the Ramah is, the Ad Ramah over here, is the Mishnah in Olam Haba is going on the Olam La'achar Yemois HaMashiach, and the sheet is the Rambam also. The Rambam is Meduyik in Shuva Perikhes Halacha Ches, that the Rambam learns it's going also on the Olam HaNeshamis, what we call Gan Eden. And the Ramban brings that the Makar of the Ramban is Reb Shmuel Gavriel, an early Kadman that also learned like the Rambam. And the Ramban is Cholek, and the Ramban learns that it's called Gan Eden Gehenim, but it's not called Olam Haba. He's Mashiach from the Sugis that we're going to learn, Bez Hashem, that it speaks about Olam Haba's La'achar Tchias HaMesim. And he says, if it's talking about Gan Eden, as how could you say La'achar Tchias HaMesim? That's a Rambam near Nadvarim, that being that the Rambam learns it's going on both. As when we're talking about Tchias HaMesim, we're talking about the Olam Haba of Las and Lavoi. Rather, Nichlal in Olam Haba is also the Inyan of Gan Eden after a person is mess. But the Mishnah is going on both, so the Gemara spoke about the Chelek of Olam Haba L'Achar Kach. Rambam Grad at the end writes that L'maisa, everyone's Moida, there's a Gan Eden that Tzadikim gets schar, and everyone's moida is the Olam Haba, which is, Ramban calls it, the Elef HaShvi, Bez Hashem, we'll see later on. And the only machlokes is just what the Mishnah is speaking about. As the Ramban is magda, it's not a machlokes ladina, it's not a machlokes in Mesogim, it's just a machlokes in Shemus, in Pshat, how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Olam Haba, is it going only on the Olam Haba Amiti of Saif, which is the Tachla Shel HaKol, or is it going also on the Olam HaNeshamis? The Ramban brings the Rasag, also learns like him, the Ramalvi, he also learns it's going on the Olam Haba of Libis Saif, not on the Olam HaNeshamis. It's also a tremendous schar, but the Fishitas Ramban, that's Kilu, not the biggest schar. The biggest schar is the schar of Olam Haba, Shela Asid Lavai. As that's the first Nakuda, that there's three levels. It's Gan Eden, Yemois HaMashiach, and Olam Haba, Acha Yemois HaMashiach. The Ramban in Shara Gmul, and also in his Drush in Rosh Hashanah, the Ritran Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tesayin speak out that a person in his lifetime have to go through three sugim of Yemei HaDin. One sug of Yemei HaDin is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesayin that we're all familiar with on Rosh Hashanah. Every person is Nidain. Din number two is when a person's Nifter, Mefurish in Chazal, that a person is Nidain Al Kol Maisam. And din number three is La'olam Haba, which is, it says in Malachi, and which was the last Navi in Perigimel, the Yom Din HaGodol V'Hanoira. It's Kum Dechois, after a person is Nifter, there's two dinam. There's one din, Likonis L'Gan Eden, or L'Gehenim, if a person is Nenash, like we saw, that's one Musig. And then there's another din, La'olam Haba, the Seif of the world, which is the Iker Schar. There's another din, and the Mefarshim asks on this Ramban in Ritva, that, what do you need another din for? Already the person was Nifter already, he's not doing more mitzvahs, he's not doing more Averis. As what do you need another din? As if you look at the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, when he brings the Shita Saramban, the Lashon of the Ritva is Mashma, that the reason why you need another din is because Olam Haba is a Hecher Eschar. Meaning, Olam Haba, Olam of Gan Eden, La'achar Ptira, that's a level. But even if you're Zeichet to that level, it's not Mukhrach, you'll be Zeichet to the much higher level of Olam Haba. As that needs a new Yom HaDin. And this Kilu is Madgish, the Nafkamina that we saw, that there's a Gan Eden, and that's not the Schar HaSeifi. The Schar HaSeifi is Olam Haba. Mela needs a new Yom HaDin. Rather, Reb Aaron is famous in Mishas Reb Aaron. Reb Aaron said another teretz that because even after a person's nifter, but his mice and his ashpan, the world continues afterwards. Many people have done things that even after their nifter, they continue to be mashpia. Tamid Bez Hashem, it should only be Litzara Toy, but also unfortunately there are other stadim too. It's a mele, the seif shall cholash cheshbainis has to be. By the Yom Din HaGadol V'Hanoira, then Hashem will take into account not only what he did, but the effects of all his ma'asim. As Toif, as Laman knew that there's a musig of Gan Eden, and there's a musig of Olam Haba, and people somehow confuse it, but the Ramban is miyasid, it's really two different things. Gan Eden is L'Acher HaNeshamis, and Olam Haba is the different world, the world of Elef HaShvi, that will be as Hashem will see. That is number one. The Reishis Chochma and other Svarim HaKdoshim bring down from the Kadmoinim, the Mekubalim, that there's a Gan Eden Tachton, a Gan Eden Elyon, that Gan Eden has Madregas. That the Gan Eden Tachton is for the Maisimitz, is the Gan Eden Elyon, is for the Machshavas, the Kavona, the Ava, the Yira, the Pnimius, the Mitzvahs. There's a Chelik Gan Eden in this world, a Chelik Gan Eden which is Mealo Me'eva, Toif. That Gan Eden has many aspects to it also. Okay, as thus is the first musig that we're touching into in the Akdama, Gan Eden and Olam Haba. The second musig is that there's Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. That even if the Mashiach comes, as people think, once Mashiach comes, finish, the Rege he walks in, that's it, Olam Haba happened. And the Ramban in Shara Gmul and the Rama over here prove that it's not true, that there's two different time periods. It's Yemois HaMashiach and there's Olam Haba. Ramban brings the raya from the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, that says the Kino Shel Asid Lavai, that it's going to be 8 Nimin in Yemois HaMashiach and it's going to be 10 Nimin, 10 strings in the harp in Olam Haba. As you see clearly that there's a difference between Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. The beer, why it has more nimin, is there'll be more hakaras atayv, more hakaras Hashem. As a melu, you need more things to be mevateh the hakara that we'll have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also brings the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, Linin Kli Mulchama, that according to one man, the Yama, and Yemois HaMashiach, Ein Bein, there's no chilek. Kli Kli Mulchama. Aval Olam Haba, there won't be Kli Mulchama. As you see, Yemois HaMashiach is one thing, and Olam Haba is another thing. The Rama, the Yad Rama over here, brings two rayas. He brings a raya from the Gemara and Sadiq Aleph Amid Beis, that says there'll be a difference in the Or HaChama between Yemois HaMashiach and the Or Lavana from what it'll be in Olam Haba. As you see clearly in the Gemara, it's two different kufis. And he also brings the Gemara in Tzadik Beis, which is Lefidr Hamaz Girs, it's a chelik of the Girsa, it's not everyone is Girs, that the Gemara Darshan said even though Reuven was Choyte, but he'll be Yichya Limois HaMashiach, one Drasha, and he'll be Yichya Le'olam Haba. As you see clearly that it's two different kufis. The Ramban then brings many, many Midrashi Chazal, as those are four sugyas that we see, four Gemaras, that the Gemara is machalik between Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. And the Ramban then continues and brings many Midrashim, Sifris, Tariskanim, Midrashim, that it's machalik between these Inyanim. As there's one Musig of Yemois HaMashiach and another Musig of Olam Haba. The Rambam is very clearly is machalik them also. The Rambam brings down in Yoni Mashiach and Seif Hilchus Malachim, which is the end of Shaiftim, who's a Shaifet. First he brings the Dine of a Melech, and then he brings the Dine of a Melech Mashiach. How do you know who Mashiach is when he's Makabit Klal Yisrael, is by the base of Migdash and the Gayim? He rules the world, and then you know he's Mashiach. And then afterwards he talks about in Perek Yud Beis, Yemois HaMashiach. He got the passings like the man the Yomer Bez Hashem will see in the Gemara in Ben Yemois HaMashiach Le'olam Hazeh. There won't be differences be Karom, even though he says Avad will be a lot of Ashbah B'toiva. And the Rambam over there says his famous thing, same Ein Ben. What are we all waiting for Yemois HaMashiach? Zog the Rambam, because in Yemois HaMashiach we won't have the Umas around us and causing us problems, the Shibur Malchias says, we'll be able to Oivir Hashem and be Zeicha Le'olam Haba. As this Rambam is another Chiddush, many people have a misconception that as soon as Mashiach comes, finished, you're not going to be able to do Tshuva, Mitzvahs, Gendik, and the Rambam is Mavur. And no, even after Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Tkufa. Mashiach is a transition period which helps us very much so, and enables us to reach very high madrigas in Olam Haba. And the longer Yemois HaMashiach, the more we'll be zeicha to. As that's the bakash of Yemois HaMashiach, as we should be misale yoyse v'yoyse. The Rambam Gravda says there'll be a lot of tovus Olam Haza too, that people should be able to learn. Lidur Gisad in Yoni Olam Haba, the Rambam brings in a totally different place in Hilchus Tshuva, Perek Yod. Because it's a totally different musig. He's talking about the schar of Sadiqim. That's what he's doing in Hilchus Tshuva. And he brings it down. Yeah, who's a tzaddik? Who's a rasha? And what a tzaddik is zeichet to? In Perek Yud, he speaks about Olam Haba. And it's klar in the Rambam, like the Ramban, that it's two totally different musigim. The Rambam over there explains Olam Haba totally different. It's a different world, Lagamri, than the world that we're living in now. As in the Rambam is very clear, Yemois HaMashiach is one thing, and Olam Haba is a totally different thing. And this is Miyashiv, many, many stiras and many confusions in Harbei Mamori Chazal, that you see there's going to be Sudas Aleph Yosan, and there's going to be a Sharabar that they're going to eat, and there's going to be a Birchas HaMazon that's going Yemois HaMashiach. Now, which the Gemara says in Brachas Yud Zayin, that Le'olam Haba, there's not going to be Achila V'shtiyas, that's going Le'olam Haba, not going Yemois HaMashiach. And many, many Chazalim fit into place once you understand that there's a Musig of Le'olam Haba, and there's a Musig of Yemois HaMashiach. In the Gra, in Safar Ditznusa, it's brought down in the Chidushei HaGra al Shas. The Gemara and Yud Gimel in Brachas, the Gemara and Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Brachas. Sorry, the Gemara Yud Beis in Brachas, the Gemara and Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Brachas. He tines this two zmanim of Yemois HaMashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Others say this Beitoy, others say Bechishenu Toiv. This is noch Knechin, then Yemois HaMashiach, there's two Madregas Toiv. Gamzu is Toiv Lamitoy Shal Toiv, Abadas Bez Hashem in the Hemshech HaDvarim. We see the sugyas of Yemois HaMashiach, she'll handle those nekudas. Now, because we're just coming to be mechalek, Olam Haba and Yemois HaMashiach, two different things. Very important to be miyased. Ramban and Rama also add that when we talk about Olam Haba, we're talking about the Elef Hashvi. Nahainu, the Gemara says later on in Tzadik Zayin, that the world exists for 7,000 years. 2,000 years is Tov, 2,000 years is Torah, and afterwards is the Chorban, and then there's the Elef Hashvi. On the Gemara in Tzadik Beis, Amid Beis, speaks about the drastic difference that in the Elef Hashvi, Hashem is going to destroy the world that we're living in now and rebuild the world in a totally different form and shape. It's going to be a totally new creation, Elef Hashvi. And that new creation will be to give us this tremendous, unbelievable schar, which is Me'alu Me'ever. The Mois HaMashiach is nice and good, but you can't compare it to the Olam Haba of Elef Hashvi. As the Ramban is miyasid for us, the Ramah over here also, that Olam Haba, the Zman, is Elef Hashvi. And he brings two Gemaras, which say there's a Musig, which is called Elef Hashvi. He brings the Medrash, that Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos is Keneged Olam Haba. So the Ramban is called Keneged Elef Hashvi, which is the Shpitz Olam Haba, when Hashem will rebuild the world and create it from new, in a totally new, different form. As that's the musig of Olam Haba. People think Yom HaMashiach is Olam Haba. No, Yom HaMashiach Olam Haba is a totally new Vriya. Hashem is going to be Bairi for us. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is over here in Tshuva Perik Yud, when he speaks about Olam Haba. So the Rambam, you shouldn't think like the Arabs, that it's going to be with beautiful houses and pretty women. Thus is Nisht Ar Olam Haba and yummy food. Even though there's Mamari Chazal, let's speak about beautiful houses and yummy food. Now we know there's beautiful houses in Gan Eden and there's yummy food in Yom HaMashiach. But the Olam Haba that we're talking about is not that. He brings the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin. And this Lo'achila Noshtia, the Olam is Nenem Yziv Hashchina. And then the Rambam brings the beautiful marshal. He goes on the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Ein Loi Rosa Elikim Zula Sechot Apasek. The Gemara Darshins is going on Olam Haba. So what does it mean? Ein Loi Rosa Zog the Rambam. The Hanon Olam Haba is unfathomable for a human being, because the only thing we're koilet is what our guf is koilet, but a ruch nis de kahana, you have no musig, and you tell a person, you learn Olam Haba, he'll think, with my guf now, I don't enjoy it. He doesn't realize that Olam Haba and the ruch nis de Olam Haba, it's going to be a different world. Hana de tanugim, ein le damis, ein le tayev, ein le shayan. The mashal of the Rambam is, if you could try to explain to a suma what the hana of having light is, you can't. It's not possible. He doesn't have kelim to be typhus. Thus is ein loy rasa lekim zula secham. On this chelik of the Rambam, Nirmban and Shara Gmul wrote that dvarim yofim, dvarim toivim hamechazkim, roi lemisha amrai. The Rambam is mishabeach, the Rambam in this chelik, that he puts down Olam Habakut, that you shouldn't have the mistakes of the Goyim and the Hamoin Am and the Amaratzim, that Olam Haba, the Hanoi, is a good stake, is not a comparison. A beautiful house, what's going to be over there is Me'alu Me'ever La Hasagas. The Toiv is Nifla B'Yaiser. That if you have Kol Tuvus Olam Haza, can I get Afilu Akkadus Ruach Shal Olam Haba? Ain't a klum, kiyadua from the God, kol toivus olam haza, means every mashu of hana that any person ever had in olam haza. You put it all together from every person in every dar. It doesn't come to a mashu of olam haza. It's a different world, a different kind of hana. It's incomparable. It's such a massive difference. It's now we understand how it could be, because it's totally different. It's on a totally different level. Thus is the Hezbo, the Rambam in Olam Haba, that the Ramban is Maskim and Mishabeach. I, the Gemara over there, says that it's going Yayim Mishuma Ban Novov. The Rambam says it's a mashal, because the thing that makes people the happiest in this world is Yayin. The Nefesh HaChayim brings in the Svarim HaGdoshim that it's going on Seidei HaTorah, that Hashem is going to be Megala, the Seidei HaTorah. It'll be a tiny ganifla shankamayu lahavin tayu laamka yibi diyasai. You never ever had such a geshmak. A me'ain of a mashu, a mashu shibba mashu shibba mashu. A geshmak is svara boilam haza. Of a sagonish, can I get the lumas of what it'll be, la said lavoy. And about the weekend, understand it ain't like rasa. Of a nachno maminim ne maminim, it's ma'oid k'day la gielasham. There is one very famous, two famous machloksim, the Rambam and the Ramban, klape the musagim of our Mishnah. One famous machlokes is when we speak about Olam Haba, are we talking about in that Elef HaShvi'i, will you have a guf or not? Is that schar only with the neshama or not? As the Rambam Shita is that the it'll be without a guf. As the Gemara Brachas says, that there won't be a chila shti and there won't be any yani gufnias. What's the tachlis of a guf if it's not being nana? If it's not doing anything, there won't be children. It's what's the tachlis of a guf? As the Rambam says, there won't be a guf. Ramban and many Rishonim, the Ran, the Rama, they argue and they learn that how could that avada this chart to the guf also? Venira bedasa Rambam, I mean, just to be miyashav the Rambam, the avada the Rambam is moida like all the Rishonim prove. That there is going to be schar to the guf, because the guf is royal schar. Just the shaila is in the spitz schar le besoif. Over there, will the guf be there? Aye, the Rambam says, what's the tayelis to the guf if it doesn't do in yonia guf? As there's the famous yishuv of the Ramban, that the guf will be mishtan and go on to hecher dargo, where it'll enjoy ruchnis diketanugim, and gam the guf will be a nene from these ruchnis diketanugim, not only the neshama. It's the yavitz in the siddur yavitz when he speaks about masech to others. He says, "I vazei elu ve'elu devrei alaykim chayim." The hainu, the real schar is for the neshama. No, vazok the Ramban to be miyashu b'shaylo the Rambam. That'll be a goof, but the goof will be in an under tzura, in a hecher tzura. As after the Rambam held, you don't call that a goof. Say that it's nitfal to the neshama. It's called a neshama. Yes, you can learn the machlokes is not so vite anymore. That's one massive machlokes that you have, which is taka, big machlokes. What will be in the olam haba, the schar shel ased lavoy? What will be the will it be with the guf or will it be without the guf? There's another machlokes. And this was came out. Kilu in the Rambam and Igeris. He wrote to the Rambam that in Sefer Yad he doesn't speak about Trias Amesim, and the people Chas V'Shalom won't even say what they say. Shtuyot Vavolim. Rambam writes. I said that somebody who's kofer in Trias Amesim is ain lechelik b'Moshe. Tiras Moshe is not because ain lechelik loylam. But the Rambam holds this Trias Amesim. Why wasn't he marich on the union of Trias HaMesim in the Sefer Yad? I think he gives different reasons. One of them is a big yisai that it's the inyonim are not borer in Chazal, what exactly is going to be. As a mela, he didn't want to say things that could confuse people. He only wanted to bring down things that will be ma'iras to have Abba, v'yiras Hashem. Many other reasons, he says. V'finish vi, in the Rambam over there, the Rambam says that there will be a Trias HaMesim b'mois HaMashiach. And the Rambam says that Mashiach will die and he'll have a son who will die also. Is that which we say, this man who will be l'hamavis l'netzach, that's going on l'asad l'avai. But b'mois HaMashiach, there'll be p'tiris. As in the Ramah, the Rama in the back of the Sefer Yad Rama, they bring different shuvas that the Rama sent about the Rambam Shita. And he sent to Rabbi Aaron Milneil. And Rabbi Aaron Milneil explained to him the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam in the Geras is mashma that way, just the Rabbi Aaron Milneil read the Duch very clearly that the Makkah of the Rambam is the Goinim, the Rasagin, Rav Haigoin, that say that there'll be two Trias HaMesim. The And after that, Tchias HaMesim, there'll be people nifter. That Tchias HaMesim is that they should be nene from Yemois HaMashiach and get Tzchar of Yemois HaMashiach. And then there'll be another Tchias HaMesim, Lefnei Olam Haba, and in that Tchias HaMesim, as that, no one will ever be nifter afterwards. There's two Dargis, there's two Tchias HaMesim. The Eben Ezra and Daniel Perek Yud Beis brings this Resag also. The hechrich of the Rambam to learn that there's two Tchias HaMesim is the Rambam L'shitasai. If the Rambam learns that Lo Elam Haba, there will be no Guf, because it's not Shaykh Misa. If the Rambam learns, and the Pasuk in Malachi is clear that in Lo Asad Lava, Lo Elam Haba, there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, Kedei to be Zeicha, to Elam Haba. Zei Bezei, as Im Kein, if that's the case, as where's there going to be a Tchias HaMesim with the Guf? That's the mocker of the Rambam, that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim Yemois HaMashiach with the Guf, that the Guf should get Tzchar. And that's one dag of Tchias HaMesim, that the Guf should get Tzchar in Olam Hazed with Tchias Yemois HaMashiach. And then there'll be another darga, which is called Elef HaShvi, where that there'll be a Hechruskar, which is only for the Neshamas, and not for the Guf. This Knech that we're explaining, the Rambam, is not Mefurish in the Rambam, and not Mefurish in the Rabbeinu Aaron. Getting it on our own is a Choravana that flows through. Lamaisa, what does the Ramban hold in this? As the Ramban is very clear that he learns that the Tchiyah, this one Tchiyah, will be in Zman of Olam Haba. Because he brings loads of rayas that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be with the Guf. And the Gemara is before the Tchiyas HaMesim comes right by Olam Haba. As Emendach, that there'll be a Tchiyas HaMesim with the Guf by Olam Haba must be there's a Guf in Olam Haba. As Gilder Man learns, there's one Tchiyas HaMesim in Olam Haba. And that Tchiyas HaMesim, we know Tchiyas HaMesim's with a Guf. So Mela, he's Mechiach, not like the Rambam. From the fact that we have Tchiyas HaMesim Olam Haba and Tchiyas HaMesim's with a Guf, what does the Rambam answer? The Rambam answers that there's two Tchiyas HaMesim. Like the Rabbeinu Aaron Milneil says, as if the Ramban brings all these rayas, can I get the Rambam by Stachois? He didn't go with that Messiah, that there's two Tchiyas HaMesim. However, it's not Mukhruch. The Ramban could learn this two Tchiyas HaMesim and could still learn the final Tchiyas HaMesim without a Guf. And Bemes, that she does Ramah. Ramah goes, he says, originally he learned there was only one Tchiyas HaMesim. When Ramah and Milneil send them back, it's a Kabbalah Sagoinim that there's two Tchiyas HaMesim. The Ramah was Chayzer. This is in the Geras Ramah Lebesayf. The Yad Ramah himself, which he wrote after those he Gerasim, as he Taka goes, that Lamaskona, that the Kabbalah Sagoinu is this two Tchiyas HaMesim of the Ramah goes, the second Tchiyas HaMesim will be with the Guf too. This musik of two Tchiyas HaMesim, it sounds to us like a very big Chiddush, Memes, Moiditoch, and not everyone holds of it, it's a Kabbalah Sagoinim. We want to bring a little bit of Makkah, it's the Shittas HaRamah. The Goyim, Rabbeinu Aaron and Eben Ezra, we want to bring one more Shita that says it. A Ritva, there's two Ritvas. There's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tesayin, and Tainis on Daf Lamed. There's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tesayin says that there's two Tchiyas HaMesim. And over there, he gives a little bit more Hesber and why there's two Tchiyas HaMesim. He says they're Tchiyas HaMesim for people that deserve to get a schar of Yemois HaMashiach. So we mean Yuchadik a schar that they'll get Tzadikim Gdolim. He brings the Avos HaKadoshim and Tzadikim and Gdolei Hador. They'll be there. Bizman Tchiyas HaMesim, Bizman Yemois HaMashiach. Rabbim Yeshnei Ofer, there'll be noch a Tchiyas HaMesim Lefnei Olam Haba. Not everyone will be Zoicha to the first Tchiyas HaMesim. The Yad Ramah also says that Moedi Tochen, that the first Tchiyas HaMesim won't be in one shot. The people who deserve to get more Tchiyah will become a Tchiyah before. People who deserve less to get Tchiyah will become the Tchiyah afterwards. As and then there's another famous mitzvah that the Ritva in Tainus Daf Lamed says, Kolamis Abel v'Yushalayim Zeche v'Raya b'Simchasai, and that Gemara says there'll be a Trias HaMesim b'Meyuchad v'Elu that were Misabel on Yushalayim, and they wanted Yemais HaMashiach, this Chah will be, they'll be Zeche to a Trias HaMesim. As there are those that understood that the Ritva is saying there'll be Meyuchad a Trias HaMesim for people who are Misabel on Yushalayim. If you put the Ritva together with other Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, as it's much more mavur the Shittas HaRitva. The Ritva holds anyway this two Trias HaMesim. This Trias HaMesim Yemois HaMashiach Dich, and this Trias HaMesim Olam Hamadik. As in Trias HaMesim Yemois HaMashiach Dich, as the Ritva says, it could be the Gvisa Sivas. He was a Tzadik Gadol. He was Misabel Yushalayim, which is also a Gevaldik Sidkos. As Kum Dechois. Now that we had this Akdama, we understand there are three different kufis. Gan Eden Gehenim, Yemois HaMashiach, and Olam Haba. Bez Hashem, when we learn the sugya, Yemois HaMashiach will become clear. Olam Haba will become clear. We even have Nafka Minas. There's a Yom Din for Gan Eden and Gehenim, and there's a separate Yom Din for for the Olam Haba. We have another chiddush in some rishonim that there's a trias hamesim leyemois hamashiach and a separate trias hamesim la'olam haba. So the eichan advarim megiim. And to finally be madgish, the rishonim point this out. What we say in Shabbos by tefillah in kerukach Hashem lekinu ba'olam hazeh. There we say yemois hamashiach and la'olam haba. It's two separate musagim, two separate inyanim. Thus it's kama v'kama yisoidis, which Bez Hashem, as we go along, will be mispar more, just to get the yisoidis klar in the rishonim, the geboit on gemaras, psukim, and rishonim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.